thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Sat Sri Akal, Green Living Viewers. Sat Sri Akal means I greet the God in you in Punjabi, a language spoken by more than 100 million people in South Asia and other parts of the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouye on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom on Green Island. Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Gaoshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Taiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Paikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altea Cable TV. In Erenet City, Channel 26 on Ta Tengel Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In the Han Uls Province, Channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Ta Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayan Zug and Han Uul District, Channel 25 on Himar Cable TV. in Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Underhan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunburnt Company, in Sanchen City in Gunha Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, in Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein, and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in Colombia in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor, in Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company, in Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, Acelera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Barrio Nororiental de Bogota, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Telelumidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and in Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on TV Uva La Estancia. In Paraguay in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrai, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tipiracua Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Demoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a $5.2 million US dollar project will help housing reconstruction in Haiti. In ecology news, Israeli experts share their knowledge of drip irrigation agriculture with three African nations. In animal news, Austrian researchers find that elephants can control their body temperature. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 6th, is Sweden's National Day, commemorating the coronation of His Majesty Gustav I Eriksson Vasa in 1523 and the adoption of a new constitution in 1809. Today is also Sweden's Flag Day, located in Northern Europe between Finland and Norway and adjacent to the Baltic Sea. Sweden has been a forerunner in environmental preservation. It was the first country in Europe to establish a national park, the Sarek National Park, in 1909. The 100,000-hectare area of Kristianstads Vattenrike gives shelter to approximately 20 endangered species and contains valuable wetlands. We wish the nature-appreciating citizens of Sweden a fine national day.
Lion News, Cyclone Fett intensely felt in Oman. As the cyclone reached the Omani coastline on June 3rd as a tropical storm, landslides and floods resulted in the eastern part of the country, causing at least 16 fatalities and injuring dozens more. Some 10,000 coastal residents moved to safer ground inland, while 85% of the island of Masirah's residents were evacuated as gusting winds reached 200 kilometers per hour. The country's oil and gas production were also halted due to rough seas. Army forces were dispatched to the region, with at least 2 fatalities confirmed, as civil defense crews rescued 3 people from an area engulfed by floods.
Mr. Eugene M. Joseph, operations manager at Al Askara Youth Hostel, stated, "I have never seen rains like this in the 7 to 8 years I have lived here." India's Meteorological Department scientists report that Cyclone Fet likely turned ominous so quickly because of increased sea surface temperatures that catalyzed extraction of more water from the ocean, resulting in the storm's swift intensification. "We are thankful for the efforts of the Omani government and all rescue personnel. Our prayers that the missing will be safely found and that such weather events calm as we strive in unity for more considerate regard of all beings."
Indian state suffers casualties in storm. On Friday, June 4th, the northeastern state of Tripura in India endured a cyclonic storm with heavy rainfall, powerful winds, and hail that cost the lives of at least 4 people and injured 10 others. Some 1,000 houses were damaged, and hundreds of power lines toppled as telephone poles and trees were uprooted. Traffic was also halted for 6 hours when a landslide blocked a national highway, while local personnel worked to restore services and order, as well as provide aid to those in need. "Our gratefulness, regional Indian officials, for your swift and caring response. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the swift resuming of regularity and a renewed earthly balance through our efforts of greater kindness."
Tembla shakes residents of Afghanistan and Pakistan. On Friday afternoon, June 4th, regions of central and northern Pakistan were rocked by a 5.3 magnitude quake that was felt in the capital, Islamabad, as well as Lahore, Peshawar, and regions bordering Afghanistan. The tremor was centered in the Hindu Kush mountain region along the Afghan border, 75 kilometers southwest of Faizabad, Afghanistan. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries thus far. "We are relieved to know that the affected Afghan and Pakistani people are safe and pray that such frightening occasions diminish as we work together to adopt gentler, more eco-conscious lifestyles."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
European Union helps mitigate Niger nutrition crisis.
The situation in the region is getting worse by the day. It has started late last year as a result of erratic rains. The food production is on a decline to a point when for Niger and for Chad we expect somewhere between 30-35% less crops this year.
The European Commission has donated 5 million euros as emergency aid to help the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Niger and partners to distribute much needed food over the next 17 months. In an effort to help avert what is being called a serious national crisis due to prolonged drought, the focus of the assistance will be the most vulnerable children under 5 years of age.
Our concern is primarily for kids, pregnant women, as well as people who have been suffering from malnutrition before even the food crisis hit the region.
Last year in the same period, we see around 300 admission in the week, but this year we are having 500 something. So you can see it's almost almost doubled. So it's a really difficult situation that we are seeing in 2010.
This amount is in addition to 3 million euros given to UNICEF Niger in 2009 to help treat 65,000 severely malnourished children.
The more we reach out in a targeted way to the people that are most in need, the more successful our support here will be.
Providence bless European Commission and United Nations Children's Fund, Niger, for your kind-hearted help in providing for Niger's youths in need. May they and their families be graced with abundant resiliency and sustenance for a stable future.
Afghanistan peace jirga ends with renewed diplomatic resolve. Around 1,600 delegates, including Afghan tribal elders, clerics, and politicians, concluded a three-day peace jirga, or traditional council, which resolved disputes by consensus by affirming their support for President Hamid Karzai's peace proposal.
راجی به که چیمونه به صلح اقدام کنیم، با کدام صورت اقدام کنیم، با کی صلح کنیم و چطور صلح کنیم، مشوره ملی حاصل کنیم، مشوره سراسر افغانستان. پس امروز که من اینجا به مقابل شما استان هستم، بزرگای عزیز وطن، ملت افغانستان دیده براست به شما.
His plan included an urging for the country's thousands of Taliban members to exchange their weapons for amnesty, cash and job incentives, while arranging for asylum for leading figures. Speaking of the directives as issued by the Jirga participants, President Karzai stated, "Now the path is clear, the path that has been shown and chosen by you, we will go on that step by step, and this path will, inshallah, take us to our destination." United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also offered support for such diplomatic approaches in restoring harmonious relations. Your Excellency, as well as respected elders, clerics, and other leaders, we laud your initiative and progress toward the emergence of peace in Afghanistan. May heaven guide and ensure your success for the benefit of all and the gentle-hearted Afghan people.
Japan has new Prime Minister. On Friday, June 4th, Naoto Kan was elected Prime Minister following his earlier election as head of the ruling Democratic Party of Japan, where he gained 291 votes of the Diet's 422 total. The former Finance Minister and Deputy Prime Minister pledged to create a financially transparent political environment. As he stated, "I have confidence that economic growth and social welfare can be realized together." Your Excellency, we send our respectful congratulations for your new post, wishing you and the Japanese people abundant peace and benefit as you serve the nation's highest goals during your time in office.
Sir Paul McCartney awarded America's highest honor in music. Famed British musician and former Beatles member Sir Paul McCartney has been distinguished with the prestigious Gershwin Award by the U.S. Library of Congress. With past honorees that include renowned American musicians Stevie Wonder and Paul Simon, the Gershwin is awarded to individuals who have made exceptional contributions to American music and culture.
Sir Paul's musical career includes a repertoire of some 200 songs that have not only made it to the charts, but have remained there for a total of 32 years. Sir Paul opened the evening himself with his song, "Got to Get You Into My Life," followed by such gifted musical stars as Stevie Wonder, Elvis Costello, Herbie Hancock, and the Jonas Brothers, who performed his songs.
Presenting the award was U.S. President Barack Obama, who stated,
"But part of what gets us through tough times is music, the arts, the ability to capture that essential kernel of ourselves, that part of us that sings even when times are hard." And it's fitting that the library has chosen to present this year's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song to a man whose father played Gershwin compositions for him on the piano, a man who grew up to become the most successful songwriter in history, Sir Paul McCartney.
Woo!
his acceptance, Sir Paul said,
"This is such a fantastic evening for me. I mean, getting this prize would just be good enough. But getting it from this president..."
The evening's concert is scheduled to be shared with millions of viewers in a national television broadcast on July 28th. We join in a standing ovation, Sir Paul McCartney, for your lifetime achievements and deserved recognition. May heaven continue to bless your extraordinary talent in uplifting our world with song.
Astronomer Stephen Hawking honored at gala event. The lifetime accomplishments of the renowned British astronomer were feted at a gala evening at the Lincoln Center in New York City with Dr. Hawking and other celebrities in attendance. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, poet Elizabeth Alexander, jazz pianist Elder Jangiroff, and New York City ballet dancer Tyler Peck all performed at the event. The brilliant scientist is known not only for his professional accomplishments, but also for his extraordinary ability in overcoming neuromuscular dystrophy, a progressive disease which over the decades has left him nearly paralyzed.
Besides his achievements in the world of theoretical physics, Dr. Hawking has sought to make physics and astronomy comprehensible to laypeople through books that have become highly popular bestsellers, such as A Brief History of Time and The Universe in a Nutshell. Accepting the honor at the event that also launched this year's World Science Festival, Dr. Hawking offered thanks for the recognition, saying humbly, "As scientists, we step on the shoulders of science, building on the work that has come before us, aiming to inspire a new generation of young scientists to continue once we are gone. I am proud to have played a small role in this great story."
Our heartfelt congratulations, Dr. Stephen Hawking, as well as our humble thanks for a lifetime of service to humanity through your love of seeking answers to the unknown. May our Earth continue to be graced with your gifted contributions for many years to come.
Pilot credits online video for live saved in emergency landing. German medical doctor Klaus Gerecht was piloting his small Cessna airplane over the French island of Corsica when he noticed that the landing gear locked up. Dr. Gerecht said he remembered viewing an emergency landing on the video sharing website YouTube, so he first flew around the island to burn off excess fuel and then was able to complete a landing on the plane's belly perfectly so that he and his two passengers emerged unharmed. The pilot also thanked the ground team for their helpful preparation in laying down a carpet of foam on the grass next to the runway. As he said, German-French cooperation functioned perfectly. Bravo, Dr. Gerecht and Corsica Airport personnel, and our appreciation for constructive online media as shared by such sites as YouTube. We are gladdened to know of this collaboration that led to your safe landing, as we wish you many joyful celebrations of loving companionship and life.
Save our planet. Changes in agriculture can protect the world's biodiversity, according to Puerto Rican ecology and natural resources professor Dr. Yvette Perfecto from the University of Michigan. Farmers could benefit while helping to save the planet from turning to organic farming and agroecology, or working along nature's principles to produce food.
In her research, Dr. Perfecto observed that large crop agricultural landscapes, such as coffee farms in Costa Rica, are able to host diverse and healthy wildlife. In contrast, isolated patches of rainforest or nature preserves are not able to sustain even the reduced number of species living there. Her studies concluded that small-scale farmers and their organic or agroecological methods, the latter of which minimize the use of fertilizers and do not use pesticides, could therefore protect biodiversity, with farmers benefiting from greater yields. She stated, "A variety of studies have shown convincingly that organic agriculture is at least as productive as industrial agriculture, and according to Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO data, the smaller the farm, the more productivity. In other words, if you want to increase production, the most efficient way to do so is to break up the mega farms, distribute the land to small-scale farmers, and provide training in agroecology." Dr. Perfecto recently co-authored a book on the solution titled Nature's Matrix, Linking Agriculture, Conservation, and Food Sovereignty, in which she cites the rapid deforestation of the Amazon rainforest in emphasizing the need to shift toward small-scale organic farming.
According to related research by Dr. Lester Brown, president of the Earth Policy Institute, the Amazon is being cleared both by cattle ranching and soybean farming, with soybean crops for cattle feed causing both crop fields and grazing lands to extend even deeper into the forest. Dr. Brown states that the key to protecting the rainforest biodiversity is to decrease consumers' demand for meat products and their associated soy crops.
Our appreciation, Dr. Perfecto, for these insights into a more efficient and sustainable agriculture sector, as we thank Dr. Brown for addressing the issue's root cause. Let us step in awareness to nourish the world through the most eco-conscious and plentiful method of organic vegan farming.
As in an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the House magazine, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently highlighted the transformation of our agricultural system that would return balance to our imperiled planet.
There are so many benefits from organic vegan farming, as well as many benefiting parties. First, for the farmers, organic vegan farming is productive, saving 37% more energy and even more water than conventional farming methods. Wildlife and ecosystems also win. According to the largest study done on organic farming in the UK, compared to conventional farms, organic farms contained 85% more plant species, with 71% taller and thicker hedges, and a healthy return of native animals across the species. Organic soil matter also absorbs CO2 so effectively that the Rhode Island Institute calls organic vegan farming a powerful strategy to reduce global warming by up to 40% of all CO2 emissions now in the atmosphere. The government can support this organic vegan farming through subsidies. They can also redirect the funds away from the meat industries and instead toward encouraging citizens to plant, to buy, and to choose organic vegan food. And when they do, we will soon have a lot of healthy, happy, productive people. A restored green environment, and minimum climate mitigation costs. Something our governments can look forward to and gain the enthusiastic support of our citizens.
Save Our Planet, Director General of the Sri Lankan Meteorology Department, G.B. Samarasinghe, warns that tropical countries will face more weather-related natural disasters due to climate change, as he calls for better coordination and emergency preparedness to help save lives.
Save Our Planet, as part of a national effort towards such green achievements as being plastic bag free by 2013, the United Arab Emirates Ministry of Water and Environment is releasing a 3D animated film that informs young people of the importance of conserving natural resources.
Save Our Planet. Former British Minister of the Environment, Ed Miliband, interviews Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed, who calls for grassroots action and campaigns in countries like the U.S. for more government action on reversing climate change.
Save Our Planet. China's finance ministry announces a pilot program in 5 select cities where incentives will be provided to people who buy 100% electric vehicles, as well as hybrids to encourage more eco-friendly cars and lower carbon emissions.
Hello, I'm Uku Epaku, following a vegan diet with a tip of the day for gardeners. When looking for a hose, it is good to get one with a 6-inch King Guard adapter for preventing crimps while in use. This will allow for a free flow of water and help the hose to last longer. Thanks so much for being veg, going green and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news. A $5.2 million project will help housing reconstruction in Haiti. Supported through the donations of the United States non-governmental organization Habitat for Humanity International, or HFHI, and the U.S.-based Inter-American Development Bank's Multilateral Investment Fund, the plan will benefit 500 families. The joint program will work towards repairing and rebuilding homes in Cabaret, 30 kilometers north of Port-au-Prince, which were damaged by the January 12, 2010 earthquake. The HFHI Learn by Doing technique will be used to train local individuals in areas such as building methods, making construction supplies, establishing microenterprises, and safeguarding the environment. Our heartfelt gratitude, Inter-American Development Bank and Habitat for Humanity International. Heaven's blessing for your generosity and commitment. May your laudable endeavors assist many pure-hearted Haitians to a future full of hope and happiness.
In ecology news, Israel brings expertise on improving agricultural yield to African countries. Israeli Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Mr. Shalom Simhon, visited Senegal, Côte d'Ivoire, and Gabon to share knowledge about increasing crop productivity through the drip irrigation system. His Excellency said, "In Israel, we have managed to double our output over the last decade, and in the process use 30% less water." Israeli agronomists are working in Africa on a number of eco-projects. One of these is the African Garden, which can expand the growing season of crops from 5 months to year-round. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Shalom Simhon, an Israeli agronomist, for making this wonderful technique available to African brethren. May we all adopt such earth-loving innovations to ensure an abundance of nourishing nature-based food for all. Up next on Noteworthy News, scientists discover that elephants have a sensitive mechanism for controlling body heat. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Stay tuned for more friendly news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a gracious world. In animal news, new research demonstrates elephants have a special technique to control body temperature. Using heat-sensitive cameras, Austrian ecologist Ms. Nicole M. Weisenbach of the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna and fellow researchers have demonstrated that the world's largest land animals have a number of hot spots around their bodies and on their ears. They can cool down quickly by directing their blood supply to these patches of skin. Published in the Journal of Thermobiology, the study explains that the patches get larger as the external temperature increases, with more blood flowing closer to the surface of the skin. Our thankfulness, Ms. Nicole M. Weisenbach and colleagues, for shedding light on the sensitivity of our graceful vegetarian co-inhabitants. May all pachyderms enjoy cool breezes, wide terrain, and an abundance of healthful food on our shared ecosphere.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Hungarian, entitled The Bedside.
Egy asszony férje hónapokon át folyamatosan ki- és beesett a kóma állapotába, ő mégis az ágya mellett állt minden nap. Amikor a férfi felébredt, intett neki, hogy jöjjön közelebb. Amint leült mellé, a férfi ezt mondta.
Tudod mit? Végig velem voltál a rossz időkben. Amikor kirúgtak, te támogattál. Mikor becsődölt az üzletem, ott voltál. Amikor elvesztettük a házat, te voltál a támaszom. Mikor kezdett megromlani az egészségem, akkor is mellettem voltál. Tudod mit?
Mit, kedvesem? Kérdezte az asszony gyengéden.
Azt hiszem, bal szerencsét hoztál nekem.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
We are a vegan family. We don't have any pets of our own. However, our neighbors have two cats. Every day, one of the cats comes to our house and meows until we give him some of our veggie food. He especially likes veggie spaghetti and veggie chili. Angela from Bristol, United Kingdom.
Welcoming Angela. Nice to hear from you. Your discerning feline guest surely knows how delicious and healthy your vegan offerings are. best wishes for your delightful visitor to enjoy many more delectable cruelty-free meals in your hospitable home. Our love and divine blessings to you and all your cherished family and friends, human and animal alike.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Rab Di Mehi Anal, which means with God's grace in Punjabi.
May heavenly nobility shine on you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Youth in Johannesburg, South Africa, build houses for senior citizens as a part of an initiative sponsored by the city to transform the elderly person's shacks into sturdy, permanent homes.
The United Arab Emirates launches a mobile cardiology center equipped with state-of-the-art equipment and a modern laboratory to provide free checkups and treatment for less fortunate patients.
American singer-songwriter and country music legend Dolly Parton donates $250,000 to help regional residents of Tennessee, USA, who lost their possessions in the recent flood.
The Russian Federation signs a decree pledging financial support to citizens stranded abroad so that they may return to their homeland without delay.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton meets with Indian Foreign Minister S.M. Krishna and other U.S. and Indian officials for dialogue that furthers their country's cooperation in trade, science, and technology.
The U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, begins distributing emergency aid such as blankets, mats, and cooking sets to some 3,600 Ghanaian refugees in Togo.
The Disneyland Resort in California, USA, features veg option meals available for pre-ordering online that include the Mediterranean Vegetarian, containing marinated grilled vegetables, as well as a tasty peanut butter and jelly choice for children.
Chinese actress Zhang Ziyi pledges $400,000 from her charitable foundation to construct a center that will provide adequate shelter for orphaned, handicapped, and street children left vulnerable since the 2008 Sichuan Province earthquake.
Egyptian reporter Safa Saleh and Libyan journalist Mustafa Fettouri received the prestigious Samir Kassir Award for Freedom of the Press for their outstanding efforts in Best Investigative Reporting Article and Best Opinion, respectively.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees repairs 16 state schools in the Balochistan province of Pakistan to provide education for Afghan refugees and local communities in an effort to promote good relations between the two populations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.